Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
But one of the guys that gets a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MB Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
All right, welcome everybody back to another episode of MD Radio number 201 with my cohort Bob Chicarillo calling in from South Florida. Bob, you just got back from the Europa Orlando Pro Show, and first of all, I got to commend you on last week's performance. You handled the mic like a rock star, and that's why I guess they call you the other voice of professional bodybuilding. Nice job.
I appreciate that, sir. Yeah, you missed your own party, bro. I know you got caught up in some travel and all that. I wasn't able to make it, but as a Team MD does, bro, we pulled together, and show number 200 went off without a hitch. But boring without you, my brother, boring.
Well, you know, I was over the woods and through the hills, planes, trains, and automobiles trying to get back home. I mean, that's a whole nother animal. As I, the taxi cab driver took me at 3:30 in the morning to the wrong airport, so of course when I walked in, and realized there was nobody home at 4 a.m., and I had a 6:15 to Amsterdam. It wasn't until about 5 o'clock that I realized I was at the wrong airport, only 45 minutes away from where I needed to be. And, of course, I walked into the Dusseldorf airport exactly at 6:15 when my plane was leaving. So needless to say, 110 euros later and $250 plane change fee, I got home about 6 hours after my allotted time, just in time to hear the replay of you recapping the Joe Weider Memorial with Peter McGough. But that being said, I got to give my hats off to the Hall of Famer, Rich Gasparri. I mean, this guy's a rock star. He was there with me in Germany at the FIBO, and, of course, he's one of the big players in the nutrition industry now. So he manned his booth and did what he had to do business-wise, caught an airplane and got back in time to speak at the Joe Weider Memorial. I mean, this was a cat that was committed to paying homage to the guy that laid the foundation for all of us. And, of course, I was there under other obligations in Germany and unable to attend. But Rich lived up to his Lifetime Achievement Award that Arnold gave him, and he paid his respects to Joe Weider. So kudos to Rich. But I wanted to hear, more importantly, since I had a weekend to catch my breath, Bob, what happened this weekend at the Europa Show out in Orlando?
Oh, man, all kinds of stuff. Well, first of all, just to counter on that, you know, Rich is a class act guy. I mean, always has been, so that doesn't shock me in the least. Of course, that said, Sean, it helps when you have, you know, your own plane. So, you know, private plane, I'm sure Rich can afford. He's got a few bucks now, so, but, you know, I applaud the effort. Orlando, man, I tell you what, for those who haven't been there, I know you said you haven't been there in a couple of years now since we kind of first threw that in there. Right. Orlando now was bigger than Dallas. Okay, they doubled the booth size. It went from 190 some odd booths last year to 407 this year. Square footage was over 400,000 square. And basically, I mean, if you walk in there, you don't know if you're there or at the Arnold. I mean, cheerleading, wrestling, CrossFit, Spartan Run, you name it, they got it, including, of course, you know, all the MPC and IFBB action. So, hats off to Scott Templeton. It's a name not a lot of people know, but he's one of the promoters along with Ed and Betty Pariso and Eric Hillman, because this thing has really taken on a life of its own. And, well, nice thing is they stick to their roots. The center focal of the weekend, of course, is still bodybuilding.
Yeah, and with that, we saw the emergence of the Phoenix Sun, Troy Alves, by way of Connecticut and now living in Arizona. He actually won that contest some years back. He came back in the 212-pound division, huh?
09.
Yeah, and he came back here, and you know what? I think I heard you mention he was competing around 216, 220. I'm not 100% sure of that. I remember Troy, not even a year or so ago, was barely 205 pounds, but clearly at 46 years old, he's still doing the business, found his way into the number one spot, not without controversy, I might add.
Oh, yeah.
Because following along at home, The bigger controversy came by way of the sixth-place finisher in Charles Dixon. But before we get to him, let's talk about Troy. I mean, from the front, he's always been one bodybuilder, and from the rear, he seems to still be the same bodybuilder.
Well, here's the thing on Troy. Now, same, I agree with you. Hats off to Troy. Great move. Was he competing, you know, above 220? No. He, at best, he was a few pounds up over the limit as it was, and I don't think he would obviously dispute that. I've been talking to Troy about 2 years about going into this class, and he finally got it. I think it's finally settled in that this is not like the redheaded stepchild of classes. It's not a step down to do a 212 show. And it paid off in dividends. Now, was this the best Troy we've ever seen? No, it wasn't. He wasn't far off either, that said. So, you know, he was regular Troy. He could definitely stand to improve, and he's going to have to improve if he's going to go up against Flex Lewis and David Henry and Jose and the likes. He will definitely have to step his game up, but he knows that. He's not going to be competing again before the Olympia. He's going to put all his eggs into that basket, but he's got a renewed sense, Sean. I mean, we did an interview afterwards for MD, and he all but said, like, he feels like a rebirth, like he's got new fire, you know, new desire, because now he thinks he's got a chance, and rightfully he does, you know, to win or to place in the top three. He never had that in the men's open at the Olympia before.
Yeah, winning has a way of doing that to you. I think he believes the playing field is a little bit level, but again, he was not up against an Olympian lineup, and he will realize that really in short order when he's standing next to a guy like James Flex Lewis and a David Henry, and regardless of the body weight, these guys in an Olympia lineup would be very formidable to stand next to. So Troy still got his work cut out. He's the elder statesman now in that 212 division, but like you said, he can now shut it down.
Sure.
And focus on those weaknesses. Now, his weaknesses clearly are the calves and the hamstrings and the glutes, something that he was unable to correct as an open pro bodybuilder. Yet it remains to be seen whether he'll fix that by the Olympia. But nonetheless, welcome back, Mr. Alves. A job well done. So what does that say about Charles Dixon, who I thought was the lightning rod, overlooked in the first call-out, looked like just a mountain of muscle, and obviously more harder when he was flexing, but it wasn't the most structurally pleasing physique on the stage.
No, here's the deal with Charles Dixon, and I've been chomping at the bit, Sean, to get on air with you and explain this, because the boards have lit up, of course. You know, you go on MD, you go to boards, you know, there's all kinds of threads, and Charles Dixon got robbed, he got screwed, and he got this and that. All right, here's the deal, everybody, okay? I'm going to explain this to you. Steve Weinberger's the head judge. Now, every head judge, be it Steve Weinberger, Jim Rockell, or Lee Thompson, or whoever it be, okay, they all have their individual style, like any judge does. They have their preferences, and they've got their own, you know, physiques that they like and don't like. Steve will always reward conditioning. Now, he'll reward conditioning over a better physique that's not in condition. I've seen him do this time and time again. Not, that's not a knock on Steve. That's just his style, and it's the way he judges. And, you know, even though there's other judges on the panel, obviously that's going to, you know, go a long way in dictating how that class gets called out. Now, that said, Charles Dixon, the physique, okay, the guy is a mountain of muscle. All right, he's also a shade over 5'3" or so. You know, he's very, very short, and he's about as wide as he is tall. He is just a brick. Unfortunately, that didn't really help him in this case. He doesn't have a V-taper at all. He's very up and down. He's got tons of muscle. But his conditioning was off just enough that it took him out, you know, because the next question asked always was, well, then why didn't he play second? And the answer is because his conditioning wasn't on par with those top four or five guys. Could he have been fifth or fourth, bro? Sure. I mean, you know, you can make an argument for any of that stuff. Was he on par with those guys at top three in their conditioning department? And the answer is no. He was soft and spongy looking in the morning. He was a little bit better at night. If he came in 5 pounds lighter, Sean, he might win that whole thing.
Yeah, and that's the thing about a guy that's just packs on as much muscle as you can. Sometimes you're not able to hide some of those flaws, and you're not able to stand next to a symmetrical eighth wonder of the world that Troy Alves is. I mean, Troy's no slouch. Granted, he could be harder in certain areas and have improvements, but the same argument can be made for the guy that finished in sixth. I mean, nobody had it out to screw Charles Dixon, but that was not, again, an Olympia lineup. So if he was standing next to the guys at the Olympia stage, Charles Dixon, it might pan out a little bit worse. But that's not to say he can't improve. Everybody can improve.
Right.
Speaking of improvements, I noticed that Amanda Dunbar out of South Florida came back out of a long hiatus as a bodybuilder, got third place in the women's physique, and Patricia Mello found her way back into the winner's circle. What happened there?
Well, Amanda Dunbar, now, Amanda's my girl. She actually lives out here, Sean. She's about 15 minutes away from me, and we actually just had lunch today. Very nice girl. For those who don't know or don't know her background, Amanda won the USA overall and turned pro 8 years ago. This was actually her pro debut. That's right. She has not stepped on stage since winning her pro card, and that's for a variety of reasons. One, first and foremost, she just had a whole bunch of personal stuff that went on, and she doesn't shy away from it. Her sister was murdered. You know, there was this custody dispute, you know, with her niece, you know, and that type of stuff. So, I mean, there was all kinds of stuff that she had to go through over the last 8 years. That said, she also did not like the direction of women's bodybuilding, even way back then. And she was just unwilling to kind of go that route, didn't want to go to the extreme. So this was picture perfect and made for an Amanda Dunbar. Her shape, her structure, her proportion, all that stuff, despite being off the stage for 8 years, shined through. Now, she wasn't 100%. Somewhere between where she showed up here and where she won the USA is a golden ticket, though. This girl is good enough that, and I'm going to go on record right now as saying this, she could not only win a pro show this year and probably will, but she could contend for the first ever women's physique Olympia should she dial it in 100%.
Yeah, I was impressed. I mean, she was third, but again, she's coming off of not really having anything to measure the changes to, but certainly held her own with somebody who actually was like the gold mark standard in Patricia Mello. And again, we also had a bikini competition.
Well, let me hang on. Before we get to bikini, I got to give props to Michaela Soto, who was second.
Oh, that's right.
And also very good. She has gone miles to restructure her physique. Now, she's coming from a background where, you know, she was very muscular at one time and kind of going that route. And she's really done a 180 and done herself a service. She actually had some first place votes. So it was actually closer between Patricia Mello, who won her second show in a row, and Michaela Soto than it was between Amanda and Michaela for second and third. That said, Amanda clearly, I think structurally and all that, has an advantage. Now keep in mind, Sean, like you and I are former competitors, so getting back on stage after 8 years in an entirely different division that you've never competed in, hats off to Amanda, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible what she did. So, Patricia did nothing but pick up where she left off, which is winning another contest, heading back to the Olympia competition. But on that bikini side, what I miss?
Yes, the bikini, my friend, my favorite division. 15 girls, and let me tell you something, what an outstanding class. It was deep. These girls were just smoking, you know, from 1st to 15th. So it's the judges had their work cut out, but at the end of the day, the smoke cleared. It was a 19-year-old Courtney King out on top. 19, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I feel a little uncomfortable when I hear them say teenagers in the bikini round. I mean, it's weird because I'm so proud and fired up when I see the teenage men bodybuilders take to the stage and do their thing, but it's a little bit different when these girls are doing these bikini bendovers and turns, and it just, I don't know, I'm just a dirty old man in me, but nevertheless, she's taking out women, so I got to give her props. She's right there on the, you know, this is her second pro show, and she won it?
Yes. Actually, I think it was her first pro show.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken. I think it might have been her debut, if I'm not mistaken.
I know there was some real women in that competition, and she's picking up where Nicole Negroni, the 18-year-old, won the Miss Bikini Olympia competition. So bikini is alive and well, and I know there's a whole bunch of other stuff that were going on. So again, like you said, heads off to Scott, Betty, Ed for putting that thing on out there, and of course they'll replicate that again this summer, August the 17th, right there in Dallas, where we'll bring back men's open professional bodybuilding and a whole lot more right there in Dallas, Texas. They do a wonderful job. I'm glad hear that Orlando went well, because for a second there, it was questionable. There was some down in attendance, and people were wondering what was going to happen, and because it wasn't no longer anchored by the open men bodybuilding, but it seems like they filled the void nicely with all these other fitness events. And
the NPC show was good as well. That was 165 strong, which is up from last year. So that show has really taken on some ground. Again, the pro divisions were represented by those we've just mentioned, and we got to give we'd be remiss, of course, Sean, if we didn't mention the men's physique division, who are also almost 30 deep. And these guys were, I tell you what, Sean, I gotta give props to these guys. I mean, you know, you or I didn't really know where this thing was going when they started with it, and it was a little odd and kind of awkward, but these guys are in some shape, man. I tell you, I gotta give them all the props, man. They were in shape. They were good. They present themselves. And at the end of the day, a guy named Michael Anderson ended up winning it, who was very polished, a very good physique though. And, but I tell you what, this kind of thing has seeked its own level, and they're going to be on the Olympia, at the Olympia weekend this year, along with women's physique for the first time.
Yep, and you can get a good close-up look at all the action right there at MuscularDevelopment.com, all the great photography we have there. We're going to take our first commercial break here at episode number 201 and come back with a guy that's competing this weekend in the first ever Arnold Sports Festival Brazil. That's right, Rio de Janeiro. We're heading to South America, coming back with Delaware's very own Fred Biggie Smalls after the break.
This is Lonnie Tieper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit PowerhouseGym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my goodness! Business as usual, man! I stole you! I stole you! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic and and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumorPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMedsRx.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we were just wrapping up the Orlando Europa Show, which Ed, Betty, and Scott put on down there in Orlando, Florida. And again, that's going to be moving over to Dallas. August the 17th. I could have sworn, Bob, that wasn't there Hartford. Stuff going on in Arizona this summer, too, in July for those
guys?
Well,
you got Hartford Europa, which is only a one-day event. That's the smallest of the Europas. Then you got Dallas. That's the big daddy. At least we'll see if it's still the big daddy or if Orlando's overtaken it. And then we're in Phoenix. We're in Arizona in, I believe it's early first week in November, somewhere around there. And that's, so they've got four. Now, that show doesn't have any bodybuilding attached to it. It's purely an expo. That's got everything except bodybuilding, and there's a whole bunch of different reasons for that. You know, maybe in the future they may add it in there, but anybody wants to check those out because there's a ton of different events and all that. You can go to EuropaExpo.com.
All right, and speaking of websites and .com, make sure you check it out this weekend. Visit www.arnoldclassicbrazil.com.br. You'll find out all the information you need to know about the Rio de Janeiro Arnold Classic Brazil, South America. And one of the guys that's headed down that way won the Best Poser Award at the Arnold Classic Championships this past March. By way of Delaware, let's bring him on, your former, I think, national champion. Might have been the USA's. Biggie Smalls, are you with us, Freddie?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it the USA's or the Nationals you got your pro card?
Nationals, I got my pro card.
I've seen you compete in both so many years, but you finally got that pro card, and you've been doing the business ever since. You came up a little bit short, but you did make the top six at the Arnold Classic, so you had to light a match under you, getting ready to head down to South Brazil. What did you feel about coming off that Arnold Classic?
Well, I didn't make the top six. I actually got seventh.
You were seventh. That's right. You were supposed to be top six. Go ahead.
But, you know, everybody sitting there felt that I could have been in the top six, which was a far cry from what I did at the Olympia.
Yeah.
That was exciting. And it just felt really good to be relevant. And what I've been doing, man, Steve Weinberger said he wanted my legs bigger, and that's what we've been working on. I know it's only been 6 weeks, but I feel like I'm bringing a much better package to the stage. And I'm really excited, man. I went on a small cruise, me and the wife, right after the Arnold, like the very next weekend, and then it's been 100% since then, and I'm really excited. I can't wait. I'm really excited.
Freddie, we've talked about this a few times in the past, but for the fans out there that are listening, you've made major changes, mostly not to your contest prep, but to your off-season program. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I just realized that, you know, bodybuilding is not something I can do, 16 weeks out of the year. It's something I got to do, 365 days a year. And basically, so the mindset has kind of shifted, you know. Before it was like, oh, I can't wait to get through this next show so I can eat and get to the next thing. And now it's like everything's just a stepping stone and to one goal, and that's to be in the best in the world. And I know, you know, a lot of people don't consider me in that conversation, but I consider myself in that conversation. And, you know, ever since I was a teenager, everybody said, oh, if you want to be a pro, you can't live in Delaware because, you know, there's only one other pro in Delaware, and I proved that wrong. And then, you know, when I went to the Arnold, I didn't get the invite because I was supposed to be competitive. I got the invite for the entertainment, and I showed up as competitive. And I feel like an Arnold Brazil, man, I got one goal in that first call out.
Well, I was one of the guys, Fred, that had you in the top six in Columbus, Ohio. I mean, I was dead center, and definitely if I was a judge, you would have been in that top six. But that being said, now looking at this lineup, it looks almost like impossible not to be in this top six. I'm just going to read off some of the names, some you might not even have heard of. You got Balto, Muhammad, Francisco Batista making a return to the stage. Of course, Brandon Curry, who's going to be coming up shortly. Tony Freeman, Johnny Jackson, Mike Castellanos, Cedric McMillan, Edward Nunn, Robert Piorkowitz, Ronnie Rockle. Hita Tadayamagishi returns to the stage, along with this guy named Fernando, who's a local Brazilian. So in a lineup like this, it definitely sounds like you're going to be in that top six. I know that's not what you're gunning for. You probably have higher aspirations. But how sweet was it, though, to be rewarded with that $10,000 at the Arnold Classic for that entertainment value? They brought you for entertainment. You delivered. But then you gave them a sneak preview of things to come with your physique.
I mean, the honor was great, man. I mean, my goal was always to get better. And all I wanted going into the honor was people to say, damn, what did Freddie do between the Olympia and the Arnold? Because I wanted the change to be that drastic. And all I'm looking for at this show is to for everybody to see the improvements again and what I did in this short period of time. Because I know at the end of the day, it's about one goal, and that's just continually getting better. And I know if I keep getting better, I'm going to get all the success I want, you know. And that's all I can worry about. I can't worry about the judges. I can't worry about who else is going to be there. It's just about me, and I know I'm better. And I was in Ohio, and that's all I've been focused on. I'm super excited to show the fans and get out there and perform and just being on that stage, man. I love it. I love it.
Well, Freddie, given that lineup, I'm going to say first things first. If somebody beats you for best posing award or whatever, you should just hang them right up at that point. That's just a given, okay? So that I'm expecting, okay? Now, I will disagree with my buddy Sean on one thing. I would not get lulled into a false sense of security of making that top six, because he just rattled off some names, and you know what? There's some pretty good bodybuilders there, including the Cedric, Robert Pease, and these guys. And I would do your homework, obviously, not that you're not. But you got to go in there guns a-blazing, bro. But I will say this. If there's a time to make a statement, I think this is a great show to do it.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, that kind of reiterates what I was saying. You know, I just want to be better than I was in Ohio, And I think the fans will see it, and I think the judges will see it, and hopefully be rewarded for it. But I mean, I woke up this morning, and I love what I look like, and I'm excited, man. And George and I put a good game plan together, and he's excited with what I'm bringing, and I think we're going to make a lot of people happy.
Well, with that being said, I mean, and you are referring to George Bulletproof Farah as a training guru. You're also a father of four kids, I believe, now.
Yeah, four kids. Yep,
and are you a trainer or you have a job?
No, and I run a personal training nutrition business as well.
Yeah, and that's work, and it's got to be, take some time away from doing what you're doing. But you're going up against a guy like Cedric McMillan, who's coming off of an impressive win over there in Germany. I had a chance to see him up close and personal, and still was not the Cedric I need him to be satisfied to really toot his horn. I mean, he beat Johnny Jackson, who, again, he's like a Troy Isles. He's two bodybuilders, one on the top half, a different one on the lower half. But Cedric, he's coming all the way from Germany. He's not one of those well-experienced, well-traveled guys, and who knows what he's going to show up in. Holding water's been one of the problems that he's had in the past. But what's a victory for you short of winning first place in Brazil, personally?
I mean, honestly, I'm there to win. I mean, I know that sounds lofty, but I'm there to win. I mean, I stood next to everybody at the Arnold Classic, and to me, like, you know, to me, when I stood next to Dexter and looked good, you know, I said, okay, well, there's no reason for me not to walk in any show and be confident. So I'm confident to win. But the first step is always first improve what I looked upon in Ohio, second first call out, and third they finish the deal. And that's the goal.
Well, I think that's a good goal, Freddie. I think, you know, you got to walk before you can run. Like Sean says, you know, everybody wants to win, of course, but what's a victory for you at this competition? Is it top six? Is it top three? Is it just winning? What constitutes victory for Freddie Smalls?
First call out. Top three. Top three is all I can see in my head, and I want to win. I mean, that's it.
Have you been to South America before? Have you been that far away competing? Is this your first time?
I have not. No, it's my first time, and I mean, I went to Finland, you know, we were in Finland over there, so it's about the same amount of time plane ride wise. And, you know, I'm fortunate enough to have some, supporters. So my buddy, one of my clients actually, helped me use some of his miles, and I only had to put a little bit of money out and actually got, upgraded to first class. So that'll be nice getting over there, nice and relaxing. And, you know, so that'll make travel a lot easier. And, you know, I mean, it's the Arnold, right? So they'll take care of us. We'll have a great time. And you know, I'm definitely going to enjoy the experience, but I'm there for one reason, man. That's to win. The reason why, you know, if I can win, man, that would give me a qualification in the Olympia. And
that's actually,
you know,
the only way you're going to get to the Olympia is if you win. So hopefully you get that out of the way. And if you do, you're going to slay a lot of dragons out there, and it would definitely put your name in some very good company headed into the 48/49th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia. I got to take a break here, Freddie. We're going to bring on one of the guys that's going to be gunning for you. Brandon Curry is returning to the stage. Thank you very much for calling in, and we'll follow up with you when we hit the ground.
Appreciate it.
All right, that's Fred Biggie Smalls. Take another commercial break here. We got Bob Chicarillo from South Florida. I'm out here in sunny Southern California in a balmy 88-degree weather. We got Brandon Curry calling in from Kentucky. Nope, it's Tennessee, right after this commercial break.
This is Marcus Haley of The Comet, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric oxide war is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear it would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
With over 300 locations and 2 million members worldwide, Powerhouse Gym has been helping people achieve their goals since 1975. Whether you're visiting the gym for the first time or you're a seasoned professional, you'll see why Powerhouse Gym is the strongest name in fitness. Visit powerhousegym.com to get a free guest pass to a location closest to you or to inquire about opening your own Powerhouse Gym location. At Powerhouse Gym, you're not just a number, you're family.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power. Increase reps. Improve muscular endurance. Dramatically reduce recovery times and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number 4, energy.com.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Again! I still here! It's not again! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Go ahead!
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
One of the guys that gives a lot of the credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, you're on with the Chickster from South Florida. We're talking about the upcoming first annual Arnold Classic Brazil. Arnold said only a couple short years ago he was going to be taking this thing global, and he did so with the first ever Arnold Europe held out in Madrid, Spain. They've already got two of those competitions under their belt. They're actually headed into the third one this coming October following the Mr. Olympia Championships in Las Vegas. But before that, they're going to make a stop here in Brazil this weekend. I'll be on the ground covering the show for Team MD and bringing you guys some coverage and some interviews. This other guy, who's actually, I don't know, do I want to call this a comeback, Bob? I'm not sure. We haven't heard a whole lot from Brandon. He's on the radar. He's off the radar. He's popping out kids left and right. He's married to that fitness bikini girl over there. I don't blame him. So let's bring him on. Brandon, are you on the phone from Tennessee?
Yes, sir. I am. Big
Soul Brother number one. That's what he likes to call you. Why does he call you that, man? Because you just chill out?
You know, I don't really know. I heard him try to explain it once, but, you know, I forgot that, you know, his explanation for it.
Yeah. Flex trying to explain anything is a study in concentration. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, yeah, that's a given, but that's all right. Well, Brandon, we were talking during the break about the upcoming Arnold. Obviously, you're one of the main names in there, and we both come to the consensus that this is your time to shine, my friend. Everybody's expecting big things from Brandon Curry.
Well, I totally agree, man. I feel like this is definitely a good time for me to shine, and not only that, but get some history in the making as far as winning the first Arnold Brazil. I mean, this is a big goal of mine. Something I've actually thought about all off season if I actually got the invite. So
right. Well, you got some big names you're going to have to go through. And again, I was talking to Fred Biggie Smalls. He's got four kids. How many you got now over there in Tennessee?
I got three right now.
Yeah, it seems like nowadays more bodybuilders, Bob, when we were competing, didn't have any kids. And now we got all these pro bodybuilders changing diapers and popping out babies. Your wife's pregnant now, right?
Yeah, well, that's kind of news right now, yeah.
Uh-oh.
She is actually,
catching up to Freddie.
Well, I mean, it's got to be a tough scenario because you're wearing all of these different hats, and yet everyone is waiting for the arrival of Brandon Curry on the IFBB Pro stage. I know you're trying to figure it out a little bit working with Neil Hill. Are you still working with Neil?
No, actually, I'm working with George Ferris.
Okay, well,
for this prep.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a proven track record with Branch Warren and Kai Green and of course, Fred Biggie Smalls and Bill Wilmore working with those guys. But what are you bringing to the stage now that's going to be different from the last time we saw you?
Well, this is going to be probably the most conditioned Brandon you've probably ever seen. I'm definitely had a good prep, and I'm definitely on top of my game. Some improvements, some maturity in the legs, you definitely see that. And you just see my balance and the aesthetics of my physique really shine once I nail this conditioning.
Well, Brandon, Sean brings up a great point that often doesn't get discussed in this game. But, you know, in the old days, yeah, he's right. I mean, bodybuilders were coming up much younger. I mean, Sean was, you know, pro at 21, and a lot of the guys, Rich Gasparri and a lot of the early guys, you know, so they didn't have kids. They didn't have families. Most of them didn't even have real jobs. They were just obviously coming out of college or high school. But today's game is a whole little bit different. I mean, you've got three kids, one on the way. You know, you're going to have four. Freddie, same thing. But, you know, you're a little bit older. You're not in your early 20s anymore, that type of thing. How much more difficult, or is it more difficult, to prepare? And how do you do it with three kids and one on the way?
You know, I kind of feel like once you have one, It's all kind of pretty much the same. It's the same responsibility. You kind of have your schedule already laid out as far as the kids are concerned, and you work around that. It's just part of being in a groove, living life. I mean, if I had a regular job, it'd be pretty much the same. But since I'm bodybuilding, you know, it's just life for me. It's no different. You know, I live every day pretty much the same. So I don't think it's I don't look at it as a challenge. I just enjoy it, and my kids really bring a lot of relief and perspective to the life I live, and they actually motivate me a lot. So
you mentioned something about condition. Some people have said that you have an issue with bringing up your legs. I think you got great thigh sweeps. I think the hamstrings could be a little bit bigger. But outside of that, when you're in the gym, what is it that you're focused on? What is your pet peeve? I know that for me, my whole issue was my calves. I always started off my workouts training my calves. It was just historically a known fact. Black people didn't have calves. So when I met Chris Dickerson at 18 years old and saw what they're supposed to look like, every one of my workouts were fueled with that image of always starting with my calves and working my way up. What body part are you real cognizant of as you train?
Well, you know, one of the things I really done this is off season was really just kind of focus and hone in on my legs, hamstrings, quads, glutes. I mean, pretty much my overall leg development. I was something I really focused on this off season. You know, increasing the frequency a little bit, training them different. You know, slightly different approach, and I just think they're gonna appear to be a lot more improved than I guess people have seen me on stage. So I've really done the work, and I'm really excited on how it'll be displayed.
Well, Brandon, in this brand new run and gun format that we have in the IFBB, you're either winning the whole show and punching your ticket, or you got to kind of point your way there, obviously, with earning enough points via the new Olympia qualification system to get yourself there. So let's just put the hypothetical hat on just for a minute to have a little bit of fun. But if you go to Brazil, let's just say you do well, but you don't win it, okay? That obviously doesn't give you a qualification, but it gets you points. Will we see you on stage throughout the year trying to get enough points, or at least that win, to get there? Or is it something that you'll kind of reboot and, you know, when will we see you back on? What's the plan?
Well, you know, I'm going to work this season. I actually got a little off season this year, so I am in it to win it, you know, in it for the haul, trying to get to the Olympia. Since I took that time, my body is very much prepared for whatever work that I will have to do. You know, the quicker I get there, the better, of course, because it gives me more time to prepare for the Olympia. But, you know, I'm definitely set out on the schedule to do the work to get there.
Well, I mean, what is the long-term goal? I mean, clearly you got there. You're relatively young when you got there. But what is your goal? Is your goal to stand on stage in the Olympia? I mean, didn't you make it to the Olympia once or no?
Yeah, I definitely
right.
got eighth place in
the 2000. That's right, I remember that. So that's the goal to get back there?
Yeah, the goal was to get back. But, you know, that's not where my vision is. You know, I never started this sport with the vision of just being an Olympian. I knew that was one of my short-term goals. But, you know, my goal is to be a challenger. Definitely challenging the guys for the title, being very competitive in the top tier. And, you know, the ultimate of achievement, of course, would be eventually to win.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just think, you know, honestly, I wouldn't be in this sport if I didn't think I had those assets that would take me to the top. You know, that's my main goal. I mean, this is one of the things that, you know, I dream about and I focus on when I'm training. And, you know, I got a little bit of time to get there, but, you know, I'm not trying to waste it.
Right. Well, with that being said, Brandon, you're about to head to South America, and it's quite a journey. Me and Bob were talking about the travel time. I know my flight stops in Miami after 4.5 hours from California and continues on 9 hours into Brazil. So there'll be some challenges ahead of you before you get down there. But with that being said, plan B is what? So Brazil, if you win, clearly you're qualified for the Olympia. I'm assuming you'd probably shut it down and just wait for the O. You come up short, what would plan B be?
Well, I have to look at, you know, the stage next would probably be in range would be New York. Mm-hmm. And you got, what, New York and Toronto right after that. I would just hit it while it's hot and while I'm still in good shape. I wouldn't take a break or shut it down. I figure my odds at shooting a another shootout would be better if I just continue on into my prep work it out.
I agree. I totally agree with you. I hope you'll consider that so things come up a little bit short. But right now, we're looking for big things from you in Brazil. The back is against the wall, but I know you would have it no other way. Keep taking care of those kids. And so does this mean your wife's career is done, or is she going to be in
the
cage
again? No, man. Her career is not really done. She's just happy to get them out the way.
Get
them all out the way, and then she can focus on herself. So if this is a girl, she says she's done.
Yeah.
So we'll see. All right.
Well,
done.
Hey, man. I mean, you guys are making some beautiful music together, and keep up the good work. We look forward to seeing you out in Brazil.
All right, now. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Soul Brother number one, Brandon Curry from Tennessee. Not the bodybuilding capital of the world, Bob, but yet there he is slowly plodding away.
No, the hometown of John Lindsay is what that is, probably most notably in bodybuilding. But
I mean, really,
Brandon, John.
You had to come up with John. How about the hometown of Elvis Presley?
I know my Elvis now. That's Tupelo, Mississippi, bro. So you don't know your Elvis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got me.
Nah, you don't know. You see, the brothers don't know the Elvis.
Yeah, I don't know, Jack.
But I'll tell you this. I like what Brandon brings. I like his attitude. You know, he's well-spoken. He's good spokesman for, you know, with BSN. I assume he's still with them. I haven't heard anything to the contrary, but he needs a win, bro. He needs a win, be it in Brazil or one of these other shows, but he needs a win.
Yeah, and, you know, that song can be played for several of the guys competing in this show, and when we get to New York, we're going to be repeating ourselves with Victor Martinez. He needs a win. John De La Rosa, he needs a win.
Yeah.
There's so many guys out there that need a win. I'm glad that we have the new qualification series going into the Olympia, because by the time we get to September, we're dealing with nothing but winners. And then at that point, that's where the cream will rise to the top. So regardless of what happens in Brazil, we're going to come out of there with a winner that is going to be on their way to the Mr. Olympia competition, which
I'll tell you what else you're dealing with, Sean. Not only are you dealing with winners, but you're dealing with some people who should be there at the Olympia, who probably aren't at that point because they haven't won. But that really sets up for some of the later shows in the season, like Tampa and some of the late shows that, man, you could have a real shootout of guys that someone's going to get left out in the rain.
Yeah, well, we'll recap a couple of those shows coming up following Brazil, but we'll do that right after this final commercial break here at MD Radio 201.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with no Test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number 4, energy.com.
This is Jay Cutler, and you're listening to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Oh. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why? At HumaPro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
One of the guys that gets a lot of credit is Steve Blackman from Muscular Development. I mean, those guys have done an extraordinary job for years and years and years to promote health, to promote fitness, to promote strength, to promote bodybuilding, powerlifting, weightlifting, and all of those kind of things. So the contributions they made is gigantic, and I hail them for that.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Well, we just got done talking with Tennessee's very own Brandon Curry, who's going to have to test his mettle this weekend out there in South America in Brazil at the first annual Arnold Classic. Bob, real quick, I'd be remiss if I didn't say kudos and hats off to those fine people in uniform out there in Boston that tracked down that the bombers and took one of them out and hemmed up the second guy, and we're going to get him to speak and find out what the hell was motivating his crazy ass to set some bombs out there at the Boston Marathon. But we got to take our hats off to those guys doing some great police work. I was watching that stuff on TV. I was glued to it. Yeah, how they found him with
crazy,
infrared.
Man. Crazy.
Yeah, infrared from the helicopter. They can see him laying inside this dang boat, man. People are just freaking crazy. But time stands still from no one, and we definitely want to recognize Boston's very finest for bringing those two guys down. But as we move ahead, Bob, we'll go from Brazil to a very little-known show that people probably don't even see on their radar, May the 5th out there in Spain. I know Rafael Santoja is putting on that Spanish show. Is this the Santa Susana they used to have back in the day?
I believe it's the same show. I'm going to guess it is, which is good news for one person and one person only, and that's Paco Batista.
Well, you know what happened? This was a show that came right after the show that they used to have in England, and it was normally, I think it was like right there, right after the FIBO or right before the FIBO, but the FIBO got moved forward as it moved to Cologne because they added the Brazil show. So this show got bumped into the month of May, and I think it's just kind of buried in there on Cinco de Mayo somewhere in that weekend. But from there, we'll head into New York, where we'll have over the weekend, the 25th, I believe it is, the New York Pro Championships.
Well, I tell you what, New York is normally a nut house. You know, I mean, it's got good competition, of course, a long-standing history as a Knight of the Champions and now the New York Pro. This year,
no question in my mind, this is actually going to be the show of the year. The competition, you've got a whole bunch of local boys competing against each other with John De La Rosa. You got Juan Morel. You got Victor, who's got to get himself back. And this one's shaping up to be real, real good, bro.
Yeah, I missed it last year. It was on the same weekend as the Body Power, which has now been pushed forward a week, so these two shows didn't cannibalize each other. And the who's who of bodybuilding will be at the Body Power in Birmingham, England, the home of six-time Mr. Olympia Dorian Yates. He'll be in the house, along with Jay Cutler and Phil Heath and Flex Wheeler and Kevin Lavrone will be over there. I'll be over there. And it's just one big expo, kind of like that Europa deal going on out there in Arizona with a lot of other things going on. But it is the biggest event that they do hold in the country of England. That'll be the weekend of May the 17th. Well, the following week we'll do New York, and then right after that, Bob, we'll be on a plane flying over to Toronto, Canada.
Ah, our main man, Ron Hache, up in Toronto, third year show now. I'll tell you what, Ron has done a hell of a job putting this show together. It's got a big expo attached to it, and definitely big time in Canada. It was well attended. The first year was well attended. It was the best first year show I've ever been to. Last year was actually very busy, so I mean, I expect that Toronto's going to have a considerable bump. And I'm going to say that with this new format now, with the point system, that not everybody can win a show, obviously. So there's going to be a whole bunch of guys kind of bucking for a win here or trying to get enough points by the end of the season that you're going to see shows like Toronto, Wings of Strength in Chicago, the PBW Championships, you know, and these type of shows now. And Dallas, of course, might be another big super show this year.
Yeah, well, Bill Wilmore will be in Toronto to defend his title from a year ago. And I mentioned earlier he worked with George Farah. He actually works with Hani Rambod. Bill's throwing his hat into the arena and wants to try to defend that title. It'll be interesting. I know Fuad Abiad, another local Canadian, is going to be returning to the stage. He might have something to say about that. But again, 2 weeks after that, the week of June the 14th and 15th, we'll head out to Chicago where Pam Betts will be putting on the Junior National NPC Championships. I know Adela Garcia's got her own competition coming up June the 22nd right there in Austin, Texas. My daughter will be guest posing. I'll be rocking the mic. Where are you going to be on the 22nd, Bob? That's in
good
June.
Good question, bro. I'll be at the Junior Nationals, and then after that, it's a big blur. I got I'll tell you this. I know where I'll be in July, and that's, of course, at the USA, brother. First time I'll be rocking the mic for John Lindsay at the prestigious USA Championships.
Right there at Artemis Hall in Las Vegas, where we'll return in September for the Mr. Olympia contest. But coming off of that in July, the 22nd, August, a newer show has now been moved from September to August the 31st. It'll come only 2 short weeks after the Europa Dallas contest. This is the Nordic Pro Championships, August the 31st. And we can't forget about the PBW taking place on August the 10th, right there in Tampa, Florida, where Tim Gardner puts on a great contest weekend as well.
And he's got a loaded boat. He's got all of the categories there, so that's going to be a huge show. And well, like we talked about, you're going to get down towards the end. Now, there's only the Olympia's on September 27th and 28th, and currently, and I don't believe this is going to change, there is nothing in the month of September. Now, we've done that on purpose because it's a nightmare for Robin Chang and crew to be able to process, fly people in and all that when there's a show the week before or 2 weeks out. And as far as I've always been concerned, there should be nothing in September. That should be completely devoted.
Well, I can tell you one thing going on in September. My birthday. As you know, I'm having a birthday on September the 9th. So mark your calendars, and we'll head into Las Vegas and party it up. Bob, that brings us to a close this 201st episode. We'll be back with number 202. I'll be fresh and ready to talk about what went down in Brazil because I arrive here on Monday at 10 a.m. So we'll be right back here 7 days from now. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night, 9 Pacific, for Abby Lee's Dance Moms. Asia Monet Ray takes the stage. Bob, thanks. What a great job you did last week. We'll catch you next Monday.
You got it, bro.
All right. Special thanks to Brandon Curry as well as Fred Biggie Smalls. We'll come back with the wrap-up from the Arnold Classic Brazil 7 days from now. For Bob Chicarillo, I'm Sean Ray. Peace. And I'm out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.